That was a hell of a ham sandwich. Let me tell you. Some American cheese on there. And I'm talking like a slice of ham, fried. You know, not like some cheap lunch meat ham. Oh, like real ham. It was good. Very good. I'm sorry you weren't there. Welcome back to Is This a Podcast? The question is this a podcast? I really don't know. I don't think anyone even listens to it. But I'm going to just keep talking. So, did anyone hear about the UFO stuff? Trump talking about UFO stuff in Roswell. He was teasing. He's teasing, you know? Said he's heard some interesting things about Roswell during an interview with his son, Donald Trump Jr. His son wanted to know if he would let us know what's really going on, he said. And Trump said, I won't talk to you about what I know about it, but it's very interesting. Roswell, New Mexico. Famous for the UFO sighting and crash, the U.S. Army Air Force claimed that the object that crashed was a weather balloon. But the explanation has not dissuaded UFO enthusiasts from treating the city and the broader region as a kind of pilgrimage site. Eventually, the U.S. military admitted that the wreckage was part of a top-secret atomic project. An atomic project, huh? This thing's flying around all over the place, crashes. It's part of a secret atomic project. I think that during that time, everyone was already just freaked out about the atomic bomb and stuff. So they just used that. And everyone's like, oh yeah, yeah, we understand. You better keep that. It's best in your hands. You know, who better to have that kind of info than the U.S. government? You don't want anyone else to have that, or else you're not a patriot. So, at the time, I think that was the perfect excuse. Who knows? Who knows, man? Could you imagine? Now, let's not take the leap here, if you will, the jump to aliens, okay? Because an unidentified flying object and aliens are two different things. Could have been something someone made. Could have been something the Russians made, or the Chinese, or could have been something that was here a long time ago that was dug up, or could have been anything. You ever watch the, man, or hear about Bob Lazar? And I know he's got a crazy past, but I watched his interview with Joe Rogan. It was awfully convincing. You know, the guy said he worked on this UFO for like a while and describe things that are still proving to be true scientifically, you know what I mean? Like things that have not been figured out by science, by us yet, that he's pretty much trying to back engineer from parts of a UFO. That was probably something like from the Roswell crash, or who knows. So, there's definitely something going on with the aircraft thing. There's definitely something going on. I believe that. Do I believe there's aliens? That is a whole different thing that I don't know if I want to get into, because I don't know if I have a clear enough thought on it yet. I'm still, like, just at that point where it's like, yeah, it's definitely a possibility, I guess. That's about where it's at, you know? I don't know. It's like, unless you see something with your own eyes, it's hard to really, really believe in it, you know? It's hard to. So, with that said, I'm curious as to if there will be more information on this in the future. I would love to hear about it. Well, maybe he'll declassify it. Wouldn't that be something? He's probably just using it as a way to, you know, get people to want to vote him back in. I want to vote him back in just for that. Why wouldn't you? If you heard about these people in Columbus, want to take down the statue of Christopher Columbus. And they're going to do it, too. They're going to do it, too. Like, that statue of Christopher Columbus is offensive or something. I don't get it. There's two different stories going on about Christopher Columbus, and who knows, in my opinion, what the truth really is. So, without even looking into it or explaining anything to anyone, they're just gonna tear down this monument that they had no right to take down because they didn't put it up or pay for it. But who am I to get into their problems? Nobody. What else do we have? Back to Google Trends. Back to Google Trends. What do we want to look at? Let's look at 2006. That's as far back as it'll let me go. 2006. This is when they started saving everybody's search data in Google. Right. It's when the monster started growing. Anyway, well, okay, so for some reason, you go to 2006, what was trending, and the first category is movie showtimes, okay? Movie showtimes. I don't know why. I haven't selected anything different. This is just what it is when I opened up this page. And the first thing that I see, number one, as far back as I could go, on Google Trending, Idiocracy Showtimes. Now that's funny. And I'll tell you why. From then till now, man, Idiocracy is not that far off from reality. Not that far off from our reality right now. Except it's not a famine, it's a pandemic. But close enough. We had to worry about toilet paper for a minute there. That was a scary moment for everyone involved in the country. I wish we could go back to that. That was kind of fun. Searching around for toilet paper. It was like a treasure hunt. Everybody likes a treasure hunt. That's why everybody was freaking out over it. It wasn't because they were worried about wiping their butt. They just wanted to feel like they were in The Walking Dead for a second. They also were worried about having a dirty butt. Which means we have great hygiene. That's a good sign. Could make something positive off of this. Yeah. I like it. Let's see. Tickets. Cheetah Girl tickets. Holy guacamole. There's not a whole lot of categories. There's really only three. Alright, let's see what other gear we can go to. So it starts... Well, actually, it starts in 2001, but it's unavailable from 2001 to 2005 for some reason. And then from 2006 to 2009, there are things. Let's just go to 2007. Deaths of 2007. Interesting. Oh, man. This was a lot of rumored deaths in 2007. But some of these are real. 9 was Chris Angel, rumored to die. Didn't die. Bob Barker, rumored to die. I don't know if he actually died or not at this point. I thought so, but maybe that was the rumor. Who knows? Ryan Scheckler? Honestly, don't know who that is. Sorry. It's probably someone super famous. Michael Jackson? Rumored. Fidel Castro? Rumored. Travis Barker? Number 2, searched, or trended, rumored. Number 1 was real. It was a real death. It was Anna Nicole Smith. Zoom. Let's see what, let's time travel further here. Let's see what we got in 2011. So now we're collecting more data, right? More data from people. We have more categories to search from so we know, you know, who's looking for what. This is what they do, okay? But they have way better software than this. First category is baseball. The number one trending search in baseball is Miami Marlins logo. I don't remember that story. Maybe they changed it. I'm sure they did. I'll drink some water real quick. Cars. The number 3 car searched on Google Trends in 2011. It's a Chrysler 200. Number 2 is the Camaro ZL1. And number 1 is the Hyundai Veloster. Is that how you say it? Veloster? I think so. I'm going to go with it. Got nothing to say about that. I got nothing to say about that, really. Diets. DIY. Trends in 2011. Do-it-yourself glitter shoes. Good lord. What a mess that would be, huh? Could you imagine that? And that was the number 1 search. Frick. So many angry parents out there with glitter still in their carpet. Still. You probably see reflections in the sunlight when it glistens through their window off of a stray particle of glitter and reflects the light into your iris and blinds you. And brings you back to a time of 2011 where you searched up how to do your own glitter shoes. And then after that, you went to the second search and did your own ombre hair. Ombre? Ombre? Ombre. Wow. Donate to. This is a search, okay? Donate to Japan, number 1. Aw, Japan. Japan Relief. Red Cross Japan. Everybody was giving money to Japan in 2011. Bad shit was happening. What was happening, man? What was happening in 2011 with Japan? Was that the nuclear thing where they were like leaking? Or was that a hurricane? Man, or a tsunami? It could be an anything. This crap happens all the time. Falling searches of 2011. MySpace. Oh, sad times. That was when the world was creative and free, and they had their own space, and it was a good thing. And now they don't have their own space. Now they have a Facebook. God. You know what they say about that, right? You don't judge a book by its cover. And yet we're all putting on this face on this Facebook. it's fake. We all know it's fake. I mean, some of it's real. Yeah, it's really your cat. Yeah, it's really your eyelashes. But, you know, don't tell me you didn't put a filter on that. Don't tell me you didn't spruce it up there. Don't tell me that your pet dog actually craps and wipes his butt all over your carpet and he's not really the cutest thing in the world. Okay? Alright? Yeah. Football. Number one search, 2011. Madden 12. Think about that. Gadgets. We're going back now. Little bit. Okay, it's not super far back. It's 2011. So I guess it's 9 years. Gadgets. Kindle Fire. Number one. Remember when people read? That was wild. Number two, under the Kindle Fire, iPhone 4S. Interesting. You'd think that the iPhone would be above that. Google image searches. Okay. The number one search. Image search. Planking. Oh, planking. That's what's great about the internet. Things like planking, you know? It just comes out of the depths of the internet, of 4chan and Reddit. Well, when Reddit wasn't taken over by left-wing politics. Kate Upton, number two Google image search. Justin Bieber, number three. Rebecca Black. Okay. Number one news search, 2011. Hurricane Irene. Hurricanes get a lot of attention, it seems, in the news. Japan earthquake. It was an earthquake. It was an earthquake. That's why we were donating. Ah, how quickly I forget. That's all right. I can't even remember what I ate for breakfast yesterday. Let alone an event that happened across the world 9 years ago. Although that's a little more important than my food in the morning. Oh well. Home appliances. Dyson Slim. Number one. Literature. Literature? Game of Thrones. It's the number one search for literature. 2011. Okay. News sources. This is interesting. In 2011, the number one search news source was YNN Austin. Number two was Before It's News. Number three was The Advocate. Number four was Bartman? I've never even heard of that. I mean, it's incredible how much things have changed. Political scandals. The Murdoch scandal. The Weiner scandal is number two. Interesting. Whew. Politics. Obama job plan. Yeah. That worked. Let's go to a different year. Let's see 2015. So not too long ago. Not too long ago. Okay. Number one movie searched, Jurassic World. Pretty good. You know, I watched Jurassic World, and I love the actors and actresses in that movie, like the kids, and I love Chris Pratt and the hot redhead that I can't remember her name, but I remember how hot she was. And I love the dinosaurs, except for the fact that they just did whatever the hell they wanted with them. It was like they were robot dinosaurs that were modified to be able to have infrared vision and all sorts of stupid crap that dinosaurs don't have. And if they do, it's like, we don't talk about it, okay? Why are we talking about it? Why are we trying to make this something it's not? So it didn't have the Jurassic Park vibe because it's not the same director and producer, and it's a new movie, and it's like, it's hard to recreate that crap. I feel like they have the same problem with Star Wars, where they're always trying to make Star Wars so amazing, and like the cinematics are there, you know what I mean? Like, obviously the money's there, but there's got to be 300 people writing the storyline, because it's like all over the damn place. Calm down, okay? Calm down and just focus on what a story's supposed to be. Just have a writer write it, you know? Don't do all this stupid stuff with all these characters. Oh, we gotta bring back this guy. Oh, we gotta put a new robot in. Oh, we gotta, you know, merchandise. Like, fuck, we all know what you're doing, and it's stupid. You put characters in the movie to merchandise, and it's annoying. And then you bring back old characters to continue to merchandise, and it's annoying because people actually love the storyline of Star Wars, but you spend the whole time trying to sell them a product. Just put a story out there and the product will sell itself. You idiots. My God, I know you think you're smart with all your data and all your things, but like, there's a human aspect here that you keep forgetting about. We're not fucking robots. We're not a compilation of data. This is going to be a fight as we move forward in this world with artificial intelligence and data collection and all this crap. It's just getting worse, and these companies and these billionaires, they just want to shuffle you into this like filing cabinet with everybody else. They want you all to be filed by name, alphabetized and categorized by how much you make and what your credit score is and what you're worth to society and how they can use you properly and where you should be on the scale and how you're going to stay there and continue to help them profit more until their bottom line is absolutely as high as it could possibly be and they make as much money as they could possibly make and have the system continue to function. That's what they want. And we'll get there. If nobody ever changes anything, if we continue down this path, you know, and these people just keep selling out, and I don't understand. I don't understand how nobody's standing up. Nobody's standing up, like, in politics, anywhere that I see. Very, very few people. There's, like, a couple internet groups. You guys got to do more. I don't know how. You got to do more. I don't. And that's the thing. It's like, I say this shit, but then I don't go out and do anything. Why don't I do that? Because I don't know what to do. I don't know where to find these things. There's no way of contacting because they push the things they want you to see on these sites, and then they pretty much make it like an algorithm, like, oh, people don't want to see this because they don't want you to see it. And then it's hidden from your timeline. I miss the days where your timelines were chronological and things weren't hidden from you or pushed in your face, because at the end of the day, what that does is it makes it so that the person with the most money gets the most airtime in front of the customers, right? You just pay for it. So now, instead of your Facebook page or your Instagram page or your Twitter page or any of those sites being your page, it's really just a advertising stream, and your friends are connected to it too. That's it. A load of crap. Meanwhile, they got all your all your information, and they're tracking your ass everywhere you know, tag a location. If your location's even on, they're just tracking you and storing all that data so that they can compile it down into a file and take it to a meeting and show their boss and say, look, all the people in California in this area, like, search for this Democratic person more than this Republican person, so we should put more advertising in this area, blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? They use this stuff, and it's not like they're coming after you yet, but they have, literally, if they wanted to, they have enough information to target and go after anyone they want for anything and shut them down. They have news sources. Now they're creating all their own little groups within their companies, you know, that are monitoring everyone and taking stuff off and doing whatever the heck they want. And it's like funneling down to every single thing I use. It's funneling down to Spotify, to Discord. They have the terms and policy changes. Like, we're supporting all these things. And I go looking at it, it's like the bail bonds for people that were in riots. Why are we supporting this? Oh, because Black Lives Matter. Okay. What is somebody in jail for throwing a brick through the window of a public business have to do with somebody's life mattering?